Hello, is Eleanor Jordan there?
Who is this?
My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, man?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Certainly or probably both?
Certainly.
Thank you so much. Now, may I know what is your age, ma'am?
I'm over 60.
Thank you. May I know what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated. Always motivated.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
I don't know a lot of them. I believe I voted for him.
Okay. So do you think you approve or disapprove of the job?
To be honest with you, I am not up on a lot of them.
Just your best guess will be fine.
I can't say. I don't know.
Okay. About Joe Biden as president?
Hell no.
So would that count as strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove of the job?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. About Donald Trump as former president?
I was very happy with what he was able to accomplish.
So we're talking about strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And last one, Marcy Kupcher as congresswoman.
She's definitely a union person, but I don't approve with all of her methods.
Okay, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove, ma'am?
I would say strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one, Marcy Kupcher.
I know about her.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about her?
Right now, it's pretty much unfavorable.
And is that a somewhat or very unfavorable impression?
Very.
Thank you. About next one, Derek Marin. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Who is this person again?
Derek Marin.
Derek Marin. I don't know about this person.
Okay. About Republicans in Congress, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about them?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. About Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is not very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. About Democrats in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
About Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, I like his ideas. I think he's a jerk as a person. I would vote for him.
So would that be a very favorable or somewhat favorable impression about him?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And last one, First Energy. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about this institution?
Well, they are my energy company. First Energy is Toledo Edison, right?
I'm sorry, more information isn't written here, so I wouldn't be able to tell.
I think I'm going to say unfavorable. I'm not sure if they're my energy.
Okay. And would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican, ma'am?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
I would vote Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
I would vote Republican.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No, I would not.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. We're almost done. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference. I wouldn't vote for her.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. First one says, nearly every Republican Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
I don't know if it's true or not, but it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, go ahead.
I usually vote straight Republican.
Thank you. Next one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Derek Marion wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marion's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them, punishable by death. Marion's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true? Hello?
I'm here. I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I don't like it. I don't know if it's true.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next one says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
I don't think it's true.
Okay.
Is this survey being, who is this survey being sponsored by?
Oh, we don't know that, so we don't actually deviate your opinion,
well,
ma'am.
Well,
we're just calling from...
Who are you working for?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, ma'am. I'm not selling anything, and I'm just conducting an opinion survey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're almost done with this part. We just have two more to go, and then we will go to the next part. We are about 80%, so we're almost over here. Next statement says, in this state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union law that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marion thought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush, carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves. rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
A little less likely.
You mean somewhat less likely then?
Somewhat less likely. I don't know.
Thank you very much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Meerin, or will you still vote for Meerin?
I'll still vote for him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Meerin?
Republican Derek Meerin.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as a strong Republican or not that strong?
I'm not as strong.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Bye.